Last time on Jonathan Park and the Sands of Time.
Well, I was able to track down just who sent this statue to us. The address belongs to a Dr. Nathaniel Howard.
Dad, this is incredible. We're in Egypt.
What is going on?
I'll be parked at my favorite place in 20 minutes.
Dr. Howard is dead.
So you're trying to find out more about that statue you received at the debate?
We're most interested in the impression on the bottom.
It says, break open.
Dr. Howard's journal.
I've placed each of these books in different locations.
He says here that the beginning of the quest must start at Saqqara, the oldest pyramid of all.
We shouldn't take this lightly. The stakes are high and the enemies of Dr. Howard have shown that they'll stop at nothing.
If I were you, I would be afraid. Very afraid.
And now, part two of Jonathan Park and the Sands of Time. The Creation Response Team is headed out to Saqqara to locate the first piece of Dr. Howard's research.
Akiva, the heat gauge is pegged on hot.
Oh, there's even more steam now.
The poor thing is just thirsty. Only a canteen or two and she'll be fine.
Oh, the Jeep isn't the only one boiling over. I'm so hot and thirsty.
Here, Katie, take my canteen.
You see? We made it with no problem at all.
Well, I'm glad we came out here. Since we're not able to leave Egypt, it buys us the time we need to further check into Dr. Howard's work.
I noticed when looking through the journal back at the hotel that a lot of pages are torn out of it.
You're right, Jonathan. Those pages must be the rest of the research that Dr. Howard wants us to find.
So how do we find the next piece of the journal?
Dr. Howard says that it's in Zoser's burial chamber in the Step Pyramid, under the granite burial vault on the left side.
Well, I guess we'll have to take a look, if we can get inside.
Look, here comes a boss.
I'm pleased to see you arrive safely, in spite of your four-wheeled zombie. Ah, and you're here before noon. Very good, very good.
Well, the rest of our team is supposed to meet us over here by the entrance. Dad called and said they're on their way from the airport. You know, a boss, would it be possible to go under the pyramid?
Well, it is not open to tourists, but I'm certain that I could arrange it.
That would be great.
While we wait for Grandpa Benjamin, I wanted to let you know that I was reading about the origin of Egypt.
Jonathan, it goes all the way back to Genesis.
It sure does. Noah's sons were Shem, Ham, and Japheth. After the flood, these men's families multiplied and became a large population of people. The Bible says they disobeyed God's commands to scatter and fill the earth.
Well, that's right. Genesis chapter 11, verse 5 says, "And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower, which the children of men builded. And the Lord said, Behold, the people is one, and they have all one language, and this they begin to do. And now nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagined to do. Go to, let us go down, and therefore confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech." And I'm sure they stuck together with others who spoke the same way and began to spread out over the earth.
Well, do we know where they went?
Well, chapter 10 of Genesis is called the Table of Nations. It lists the offspring of Noah as 70 nations and describes where they settled.
That reminds me of Deuteronomy 32:8. When the Most High divided to the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to the number of children of Israel.
As it turns out, Noah's son Ham had a son named Mizraim, and he became the father of Egypt. It's still clear to this day. The national Egyptian name for Egypt is Mizr. That's why we see Mizr Bank, or the Mizr Foreign Exchange.
My insurance company is Mizr Insurance, so it doesn't stand for misery after all.
I am aware of this. Go on, Dr. Park.
Well, first of all, Abbas, the dispersion from Babel explains why historians see a sudden explosion of civilizations in several parts of the world all around the same time. And secondly, it shows why many of those civilizations had parallels. Things like ziggurats, flood legends, Tower of Babel legends, and so many other similarities.
I agree.
And another interesting thing, Dr. Howard points out here that a straightforward biblical chronology would put the Tower of Babel around 2,200 years before Christ. So that puts a limit on how old civilizations can be, including Egypt. This really helps us as we try to piece together Egyptian chronology.
Oh, look, there's Benjamin and the boys.
Great, here they come.
You are blessed to have such a large family, Mrs. Park.
Oh, No, that's my father-in-law with the boys from the junior response team.
Welcome to Egypt, gentlemen.
It's so good to see you all.
Wow, we really missed you guys when we were in Israel. How was your flight?
Oh, it was very nice. Kendall, where are the Brennans?
They're back in Cairo doing some research. I'll tell you more about it later.
Now let me start you out on your ancient Egyptian adventure. You see before you the great stepped pyramid of Saqqara, built for the pharaoh Djoser. This is the oldest pyramid in Egypt.
What's inside the pyramid, Mr. El-Fatal?
Just a bust, please. The tomb of the pharaoh is actually beneath the pyramid. There is a maze of tunnels under the stepped pyramid. In fact, it is estimated that there are 3.5 miles of passageways and galleries down there.
Oh, look, Jonathan! There's a cat coming out of the dark entrance!
Hey, that's a different-looking kind of cat.
Oh, he's cute!
Well, what have we here?
He's adorable! Such an interesting color.
Almost the same as the sand.
You have there an Egyptian Abyssinian cat. I know this one. He comes and goes like the spirits of the pharaoh.
Can I pick him up? Well, he seems harmless to me. Oh, he's purring.
Katie, you should name him.
How about Djoser?
No, how about Sekhem Cat?
Yeah, Sekhem Cat, like the pharaoh. Oh, I like that one.
How about Indiana?
Indiana? No, I think Sphinx.
Yeah,
that's
that. Oh, that's good, Katie.
Now we shall go beyond where mere mortal tourists fear to tread. Normally, this is off-limits, but because you are with me, we may enter into the depths of the pharaoh's tomb. Now stay close, and don't wander off. There are 3 miles of tunnels beneath this pyramid, and not all of them are stable. I would not want any of you to become a permanent addition to this archaeological wonder.
All this...
Jeff, when you said Dr. Howard spent his life on Egyptian chronology, I never thought he would have written so much.
Yes, all his notes and research books are here. He spent a lifetime creating this library. He was very thorough and kept an ongoing catalogue of all the books he purchased.
Look at all these maps. He circled every important site he found in Egypt on this one.
You're right, Jesse. It's well done.
Well, if you think it'll help, take it along with you. I have a cardboard tube we could roll it up in.
That'd be great.
Well, everyone, we better start digging into some of this data and at least get acquainted with what's here. Let's try to go through as much as we can before lunch.
Wow, it sure feels cooler in here.
You know, as I understand, this step pyramid was a quantum leap forward in burial practices from what came before. Abbas, can you tell us what made the difference?
Yes, Dr. Park. Archaeological discoveries tell us the tombs of the first pharaohs were being built as burial pits at Abydos, not far from here. Then, later the pharaohs were buried in mastabas, some of which are located just to the north of us. It is thought that the earthen mound made a good tomb, just as a seed is planted in a mound in a garden, looking forward to the day when it grows and blooms again.
So a mastaba is just a mound?
More than that, Katie. Those of the 2nd and 3rd dynasty are like buried palaces, with rooms and chambers for the pharaohs. These early tombs have decorations carved of stone that imitate the wood and reed mat structures used by the early Egyptians. Wood and reeds decay and rot, but stone lasts forever. So here at Djoser's pyramid you will find ceilings that have beams that look like palm logs, but are really made of stone.
Like we saw in the temple outside. The carved lotus flowers and other reliefs look like wood.
Whoa, look out!
It is all right. As I said, many of these tunnels are somewhat unstable. So just stay close and try not to touch the walls.
Oh, Sphinx! No, relax! Oh, Sphinx!
There he goes.
Sphinx, come back!
Oh, he will be all right, Katie. He can find his way out. Now, we turn down this gallery, which will lead us to the main tomb.
I can get him, Katie. He's right there behind these rocks.
No, Eddie. You better stay with us.
I'll be okay. I can't even see him from here. It'll just take a second.
I don't know. I don't think that's...
Here, Kitty. Here, kitty.
Eddie, be careful. Oh, Eddie.
I got him. Whoa, hey. I had him. Sphinx, Come here, kitty cat.
Katie, don't lag back. Stay in the light.
Oh, I'm right here. I'm coming.
Sphinx. Sphinx. Come here, you silly cat.
Now we turn right and go down this stairway. Up ahead, it narrows to only 3.5 feet wide. Go single file and use your flashlights, because the stairways can be treacherous.
This is so neat.
Stay close, boys. The stairway looks pretty hazardous.
You can say that again.
What's wrong, Akiva? You're not afraid, are you?
No. As long as nothing comes out of the dark behind me, I'm sure I won't scream.
Akiva? Ah! Oh, it's just me.
Oh, it's you, Katie.
Oh, it sure is dark in here.
You scared the life out of me.
Hey, what's going on back there?
Well, Dad, stop. Everybody, stop.
What's wrong, honey?
It's Eddie.
What's wrong with Eddie?
He went after Sphinx.
Oh, no.
He did what? He knows better than that.
I'm sorry, Dad. He did it for me.
Quickly, tell me which way did he go?
Well, about 2 turns ago, he went to the right.
The low, round opening?
Yes.
What is it, Abbas?
He is in trouble. That is a grave robber's tunnel. Very unstable. We must go back now. Let me bite.
Dad, what about his communicator watch?
Abbas! Wait, Eddie has a radio in his watch. I wonder if we might be able to reach him.
You're joking. Not underground like this.
No, I'm not. Eddie, come in. This is Kendall. Can you hear me?
Dr. Park! Hello?
Eddie, where are you?
I can't hear anything from you, Dr. Park.
The signal can't penetrate down here. The solid rock must be blocking the local wave.
Tell him not to move.
Eddie, stay where you are. Do you read me?
Dr. Park, if you can hear me, I'm a little turned around here. Tried the tunnel, but they both led to dead ends. But I did catch Sphinx.
Dr. Park, let me speak to him. Eddie, this is a bus. Do not move. Do you hear me? You came down a sloping tunnel that has 2 turns, and then you came to a set of stairs. Which way did you go?
I heard you.
Then what did you do?
Can you hear me now?
His signal seems to be getting weaker.
Silence! I must think. He must be near Gallery 2 on the lower level. Follow me, all of you, and stay close. All right, Dr. Park, try him again.
Eddie! Come in, Eddie!
I can hear you better. You've got to be close.
He must be down this way. Ask him if he sees any wooden support beams.
Eddie, can you see any wooden supports? Like beams in a mine shaft?
I'm by what looks like a door.
That's good. I know the place. It is straight down this way.
Eddie, we know where you are.
Hey, I think I can hear you guys. I'm coming towards you through the door.
No, don't touch it. It's not a door.
Eddie, don't.
Ah! It sounded like a cave-in.
I heard it down this way.
Hurry!
Look, it is a cave-in. Oh no, Eddie!
Kendall, Akiva, move gently toward the pile of rubble. This is a very weak area.
Eddie, can you read me?
I guess that was a ceiling support and not a door, huh, Sphinx? Ouch! My arm! Oh, well, at least it's not broken. Oh, but my watch sure is. Oh, and I can't get my foot free! Oh, great. Now we're totally on our own, buried alive in an Egyptian tomb. Help! Help!
Dad, I found this. It's a diagram of the tunnels under the stepped pyramid.
Wow! Do you think the Parks will get to see all these tunnels out at Saqqara?
It looks like they already are by the images they've been sending us.
These are terrific pictures.
It's been amazing to see the evolution from mastabas to the stepped pyramid. While the mastabas were made of mud bricks, the stepped pyramid was made of stone blocks and so much more sophisticated.
That's in harmony with the research I was just showing you by Dr. Howard in that folder.
So, from Dr. Howard's folder, Terra lived in the Sumerian city of Ur. And it appears that during the time of Terra, the Sumerians already had an incredible understanding of mathematics, architecture, and engineering.
As a matter of fact, archaeologists have discovered an incredible ziggurat, a pyramid-like structure at Ur.
Well, this makes sense, since this was also the area where they had been building the Tower of Babel just a short time after the flood.
It appears Egypt might have learned some of their technology from Mesopotamia.
It's interesting that we see ziggurats first in Sumer, and then the building of Zoser's stepped pyramid here in Egypt, which is also considered a ziggurat.
I worked with Dr. Howard long enough to know that other scholars agree that Egypt seemed to borrow technology from Sumer. As a matter of fact, he had a quote from Jill Camel in her book Saqqara.
Oh, yes. I came across that just a few moments ago. Wait, here it is. Cylinder seals and certain artistic and architectural motifs in Egypt, which have their prototype in Mesopotamia, raise the question of the extent to which the latter civilization inspired the former.
Well, that's in harmony with the research I was just showing you by Dr. Howard.
So he would place the time of Zoser at the same time as Terah, Abraham's father.
I see here that he points out that Zoser reigned in the Third Dynasty, which he places about 2,000 years before Christ.
I should point out that Egyptologists following the standard chronology will disagree with these dates. But that was what Dr. Howard was working on. A modified Egyptian chronology that fits with the biblical timeline.
I'm starting to better understand how the biblical account and Egyptian history fit together.
Try him again.
Eddie? Nothing.
We've got to get this piece of rubble out of the way.
Push again. On three. One. Two. Three. It won't move.
Should I make my way out to go get help?
No, we need to stay together. We don't want you getting lost too.
Your father is right. We know he must be here, but he is behind this rubble.
Or under it.
Is there a way around to the backside of this tunnel?
Yes. Back that way and around. We must hurry. There is no time to lose.
What is it, Katie? Oh. You hear something?
Eddie.
Hey, so do I. I'm here. Over here.
Eddie, are you hurt?
A little, but not bad. But my foot's stuck.
I shall free him. There. Can you move your leg?
Wow, you're strong. That was a huge rock.
Your leg looks banged up, but nothing's broken.
Let me help you up. There.
Whoa.
You see, I told you. The curse of the pharaohs is alive and well. Misfortune will continue to plague you for sure.
There you are. More of this curse foolishness, Abbas.
What is this room?
It is the main burial vault of the pharaoh.
Whoa! No wonder it's so creepy.
Dad, this is the room, remember? The burial vault in the journal.
Wow, so this is the room where the pharaoh was buried?
Yes, but you can see, sadly, the chamber has been looted a long time ago, leaving nothing but an empty room. Okay, I think we need to start making our way back outside. Everybody follow me.
Jonathan, now's our chance.
Hey, I found something. It must be under this rock. See the symbol of the cartouche ring?
Here, Akiva, let me help you. There. Look. Here it is. A metal box.
Open it.
A small bundle of papers.
That's it. Okay, let's catch up with the boss.
Oh, great Effendi, it is your loyal servant, Omar. You sent for me.
Yes, I did.
Has number three made contact with the Americans?
Yes, great one, he has. They are at Saqqara now. He's trying to determine how much they know.
Excellent. He will find what I want. And as for you...
Yes, great one.
You have not been so useful as of late. You lost my statue. I hope you will not fail again.
Oh no, great one. For you, I would...
Silence. No more grand words. You have a new mission. First, we want to use the Americans to uncover all of Dr. Howard's research for us. Then, once we have it, we will be able to destroy it all, so no one will ever hear about it. I want it. Lost in the sands of time.
Oh, well, I sure am glad to be getting out of there.
Me too, son.
Dad, We found out that Dr. Howard believes the third Egyptian dynasty was during the time of Terra, about 2000 BC. Would everyone agree with that?
Definitely not. Standard Egyptian chronology would place Dynasty 3 more than 700 years earlier.
So, Dad, why does Dr. Howard come up with dates so different than accepted chronology?
Well, Jonathan, as I'm learning, Dr. Howard isn't the first.
He's not?
No, he isn't. Sir Isaac Newton questioned it in his book, The Chronology of Ancient Kingdoms Amended.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Newton pointed out that a lot of events in ancient history are recorded a long time after they happened. He thought that many of the records were distorted or lost because of invasion by other countries.
Exactly. He also pointed out that, aside from Moses, the first historian of Egypt was Herodotus, who was born in 484 BC. Now, that's a long time after the glory of ancient Egypt had faded.
So would Dr. Howard agree with Newton's chronology?
Well, not really. It appears that Newton couldn't piece it all together either. Egyptian chronology is such a mess that all kinds of people have all kinds of different ideas about how to solve this. There are even differences among Bible-believing young Earth creationists.
So when we pick up a book with big glossy pages that tells us dogmatically that this pharaoh reigned then, or this dynasty ended here, they're not really being honest with all the evidence.
Well, Jonathan, the more we learn about Egypt, we see how its history is anything but certain. I jotted down a quote about that in my notebook. It's from Sir Alan Gardiner, the famous English Egyptologist. Here, listen to this. Even when full use has been made of the King's List and of such subsidiary sources as have survived, the indispensable dynastic framework of Egyptian history shows lamentable gaps and many a doubtful attribution. Then he continues to say, what is proudly advertised as Egyptian history is merely a collection of rags and tatters.
So how do we know Dr. Howard's ideas are correct?
Well, I would say that we don't know 100% that he is. But what I do see is that Dr. Howard seems to be taking the chronology of the Bible as straightforwardly as possible and then using it to interpret Egyptian history. I'm sure we'll find the same thing, that if we start with a timeline of the Bible, Egyptian chronology will fall into place.
I guess I'd better let Sphinx go.
Sphinx belongs to no one. If you took him with you, he would not be missed.
I think Sphinx will make a good mascot for our expedition.
Well, my friends, the rest of Saqqara is free for you to explore. For now, I must leave you.
Thank you, Abbas. Who do we speak to about paying for the damage to the tunnel?
Oh, not to worry, Dr. Park. Workmen will be in the tomb by next week. Good day to all of you. I'm sure I will see you again.
Bye.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. Thank
bye.
You.
What a nice man.
I had a stray dog that was very nice to me as long as I was feeding him. But when I stopped...
What do you mean, Akiva?
There's an old saying. When you sup with the devil, it's best to use a long spoon.
Oh, well, thank you for calling, Sergeant. That's wonderful news.
Sounds like we're cleared.
So that leaves us with the option to go home if we want to, but... Hello?
Kendall, Jeff, is the rest of your team with you?
Yes.
Could you put me on speakerphone?
Sure. Say hi, guys.
Hello.
Hello, everyone. I was just clearing my voicemail, and I stumbled across a message from Dr. Howard that he must have left just before his untimely demise. May I play it for you?
Yes, please do.
I'll just hold my cell up to the speaker.
Jeff, this needs to be quick. I'm just about to meet Dr. Park. Egypt is about to suffer a horrible fate unless we can go public with my discoveries. Now that the creation response team is here, they may be able to help us do that. I'll see you later. Goodbye.
Oh my. He must have left that message just a few minutes before the explosion.
Yes, I'm sure it was.
How could his research save Egypt?
I've no idea, but I do know this. He believed your team would be the solution. So I just wanted to encourage you to keep going. Call me when I can be of service. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye.
Honey, I think we need to stay and get to the bottom of this.
Kendall, that reminds me. Daniel Adin is a pastor of a small church right here in Cairo. I'm sure he would have a place for you to set up.
Well, okay. What's his number? I'll give him a call.
Oh, that's wonderful, Kendall.
It's our duty to find out why Egypt needs to hear about Dr. Howard's work.
I think that in spite of the dangers, we need to continue on. It sounds as if many are counting on it.
You've been listening to Jonathan Park and the Sands of Time. Although the story is fictitious, many of our adventures are based on real places, historical events, or scientific discoveries. To learn more about Jonathan Park and evidence for creation, please visit our website at jonathanpark.com. You'll also find additional resources that will help you see and understand how science is in complete agreement with God's Word. That's jonathanpark.com. Make sure to join us next time for Jonathan Park and the Pyramid of Fear.
Until next time, this is Dr. Kendall Park reminding you, this is our Father's world. God created it. We can explore it. So live the adventure.